Did you like question 10, Mooney? Asked Sirius as they emerged into the entrance hall. Loved it, said Lupin briskly. Give 5 signs that identify the werewolf. Excellent question. Do you think you managed to get all the signs? Said James in tones of mock concern.
Think I did, said Lupin seriously, as they joined the crowd thronging around the front doors, eager to get out into the sunlit grounds.
1, he's sitting on my chair. 2, he's wearing my clothes. 3, his name's Remus Lupin.
Wormtail was the only one who didn't laugh.
I got the snout shape, the pupils of the eyes, and the tufted tail, he said anxiously. But I couldn't think what else.
How thick are you, Wormtail? Said James impatiently. You run around with a werewolf once a month.
Keep your voice down, implored Lupin.
Harry looked anxiously behind him again. Snape remained close by, still buried in his examination questions. But this was Snape's memory, and Harry was sure that if Snape chose to wander off in a different direction once outside in the grounds, he, Harry, would not be able to follow James any farther. To his intense relief, however, when James and his 3 friends strode off down the lawn toward the lake, Snape followed, still poring over the paper and apparently with no fixed idea of where he was going. By jogging a little ahead of him, Harry managed to maintain a close watch on James and the others.
Well, I thought that paper was a piece of cake, he heard Sirius say. I'll be surprised if I don't get outstanding on it at least.
Me too, said James. He put his hand in his pocket and took out a struggling golden snitch.
Where'd you get that?
Nicked it, said James casually.
He started playing with the snitch, allowing it to fly as much as 1 foot away and seizing it again. His reflexes were excellent. Wormtail watched him in awe. They stopped in the shade of the very same beech tree on the edge of the lake where Harry, Ron and Hermione had spent a Sunday finishing their homework and threw themselves down on the grass. Harry looked over his shoulder yet again and saw, to his delight, that Snape had settled himself on the grass in the dense shadows of a clump of bushes. He was as deeply immersed in the OWL paper as ever, which left Harry free to sit down on the grass between the beech and the bushes and watch the foursome under the tree. The sunlight was dazzling on the smooth surface of the lake, on the bank of which the group of laughing girls who had just left the great hall were sitting with shoes and socks off, cooling their feet in the water. Lupin had pulled out a book and was reading. Sirius stared around at the students milling over the grass, looking rather haughty and bored, but very handsomely so. James was still playing with the snitch, letting it zoom farther and farther away, almost escaping, but always grabbed at the last second. Wormtail was watching him with his mouth open. Every time James made a particularly difficult catch, Wormtail gasped and applauded. After 5 minutes of this, Harry wondered why James didn't tell Wormtail to get a grip on himself, but James seemed to be enjoying the attention. Harry noticed his father had a habit of rumpling up his hair as though to make sure it did not get too tidy, and also that he kept looking over at the girls by the water's edge.
"Put that away, will you?" said Sirius finally, as James made a fine catch and Wormtail let out a cheer. "Before Wormtail wets himself from excitement."
Wormtail turned slightly pink, but James grinned.
"If it bothers you," he said, stuffing the snitch back in his pocket.
Harry had the distinct impression that Sirius was the only one for whom James would have stopped showing off.
"I'm bored," said Sirius. "Wish it was full moon."
"You might," said Lupin darkly from behind his book. "We've still got transfiguration. If you're bored, you could test me. Here."
He held out his book. Sirius snorted.
"I don't need to look at that rubbish. I know it all."
"This'll liven you up, Padfoot," said James quietly. "Look who it is."
Sirius's head turned. He had become very still, like a dog that has scented a rabbit.
"Excellent," he said softly. "Snivellous."
Harry turned to see what Sirius was looking at. Snape was on his feet again and was stowing the OWL paper in his bag. As he emerged from the shadows of the bushes and set off across the grass, Sirius and James stood up. Lupin and Wormtail remained sitting. Lupin was still staring down at his book, though his eyes were not moving and a faint frown line had appeared between his eyebrows. Wormtail was looking from Sirius and James to Snape with a look of avid anticipation on his face.